Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The postseason resumes tonight for the Red Sox. They begin the American League Championship Series in Houston against the Astros. The Sox enter the series as underdogs. Joining us to preview the matchup is Boston Globe sports columnist Tara Sullivan. Hi, Tara.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you think? Honest answer. After the Red Sox lost the first game against Tampa Bay, did you think that we'd be talking about their chances in the ALCS a week later?
I could probably go back to when they lost their first three games of the season to Baltimore, one of the worst teams in baseball, and I never thought we'd be here. This is a very surprising team, and they're definitely on a bit of a joyride right now.
In the series against Tampa Bay, the Red Sox came back from a three-run deficit to win Game 2, but they blew eighth-inning leads before getting wins in Games 3 and 4. Do you look at the Sox and say, wow, they're incredibly resilient, or do you say, wow, they're really pushing their luck?
I think in this case, the resilience is what wins out, and I think each year when a team gets on a playoff run, there's sort of some defining characteristics that you start to see emerge, and I think in the case of this year's Red Sox, it is that kind of never say die, never quit resilience, this sort of belief that from the top to the bottom of their lineup and all the way through the guys who were on the bench, somebody's going to step up and do something to make a difference. So even in the game that clinched their spot in this ALCS, they had an early 5-0 lead, looked like they might coast to a win. They gave it all back. We're tied 5-5 going into the bottom of the ninth and then put together this just outstanding, you know, game-winning rally, walk-off rally. And I think that that's that resilience that they have. They just don't seem to ever think they're out of a game.
And that actually works.
It does. It does if it sort of bleeds into the way you approach your at-bats at the plate. I thought during the week, you know, their manager, Alex Cora, spoke about that with this particular team. And I thought it was so telling when he even said, listen, during the regular season, guys are not just thinking about the win. Of course they want the win, but they're thinking about, of course, their stats, their home runs, you know, their individual accomplishments. But if you have a winning team, when you get to the postseason, they stop worrying about the individual stuff. And it's really just, what is it going to take to win? You know, and if that's a sacrifice bunt or a pinch runner or the things we saw that the Red Sox were able to do this postseason, they're going to do it. So I think they've tapped into something pretty important.
The Red Sox are only 4 wins away from the World Series, but they have to get those wins against the Astros. Houston won the season series 5-2 and outscored the Red Sox 42-25 in those games. So how significant is that in the postseason?
Oh, it's definitely significant. I mean, Houston, talent-wise, is as good or better than Tampa Bay, although it was Tampa that had won 100 games, the most of any playoff team in the American League. So the Red Sox showed that they can reverse or, you know, upend some of the regular season results by their approach and kind of taking it a little bit more deliberately in the postseason. So the experience matters. There's a whole lot of undercurrent in this series. There's a lot of familiarity with Houston because Alex Cora was their bench coach when they won a World Series. And then, of course, he served a suspension because of the cheating scandal that rocked the Astros and his part in it. So I think it even goes beyond what's in the X's and O's and between the lines with these two teams. Their history is just going to really be at play in this series.
Okay, so I think normally we'd talk about starting pitching in a short series like this, but given the team's willingness to pull their starters as early as the second inning, it probably makes more sense to look at pitching staffs as a whole. So who has the advantage here?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's one of the real sea changes in baseball that we've seen over these last few years, you know, where you're going into that bullpen early and reusing guys. And in the Red Sox case, you'll see starters coming in relief and you'll see an entire pitching staff be used rather than just starters and relievers. So what I will say is I think the Red Sox pitching staff has proved this postseason it's deep enough, versatile enough, and willing enough to enter any situation. So the Red Sox have the personnel that their pitching staff could definitely perform better.
Okay, final question before I let you go. Do you want to make a prediction?
Oh, they're always fun. I don't put a lot of stock in them, but I think I'll keep riding the train and say Red Sox in 6.
Tara Sullivan is a sports columnist for the Boston Globe. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.